Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Filene's Big Bright Minds Conference located in Irvine, California this time around. And look who is in the virtual studio lounge, Mr. Brian Hamilton from CU Direct. Brian, how are you today?
I'm doing well, Mike. I'm doing well. It's great to finally be back at a conference, and it's always great to chat with you.
Well, thank you. Well, I mean, I think being back at the conference is a pretty darn big deal these days, because I think it's probably the first one for a lot of people. Is it the first one for you, or have you been to a couple before?
I've been to a few. I think they probably kind of started firing up in June or July. Things started really opening up, so... Yep. I've been to three in the last 3 weeks.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Never mind. You're an old pro already.
Get back into it. I'll tell you though, it used to take me 20 minutes to pack. That first conference I went to, I think took me 3 hours.
Oh, I know. Yeah. You're kind of out of practice. Yeah. You got to flex that packing muscle, so to speak. So yeah, I'm sure you're back into it though. But anyway, hey, let's talk about the conference real quick. I mean, what has stood out for you at this year's Big Bright Minds? Anything stuck so far?
Big Bright Minds is always a fantastic event, right? Filene does a great job. I like the way that we are tying in the kind of the tactical and pragmatic, which is necessary side of growth and the business, but with the cultural and the values that credit union movement, aspires toward. Yeah. They've done a really good job this year of kind of bringing those two things together. But what stood out to me this year is the same thing that I think stands out just about every year. And I always get so inspired by seeing the Crashers program. Yeah. And getting to work with all the young folks in our movement that I know are going to carry us forward.
Yeah, they have they have a ton of energy. Let's put it that way. A lot of energy, a lot of passion, and a lot of drive to succeed. And that's great for the future of our industry for sure. And speaking of which, let's talk about your presentation yesterday, because it was Navigating Uncertain Waters. It had to deal with like kind of lending through the ups and downs of the economy, basically. So you want to give us a quick summary?
So I'm going to, steal my own thunder for future discussions as well. And not blow your mind with something that's pretty basic. So, when I was first asked, I was first asked to start researching this, a little over a year ago, and in March and April during the throes of COVID and all the uncertainty, and it was, hey Brian, have you ever done lending during down times? I'm like, yep, twice already before, and obviously through the Great Recession, and
that's right.
And so I did some both research and personal reflection and research on. How we not just survived, but thrived and grew through those periods. And then what really stood out as I started compiling all of my thoughts and data and information was that actually, big secret, if you lend consistently the same way through the down times as you do through the best times, you're probably going to have nice sustained growth with solid loan performance. Right. So really it's more about not being so reactionary. And of course, you're always going to make adjustments, right? We call it refactoring, small adjustments, mm-hmm. but it should never be a dramatic adjustment one way or the other. And so credit unions are should be guarded against. In today's world where we're flush with cash and the economy is going well and payments are being made, of doing kind of highly aggressive things that might not be sustainable. On the flip side is actually even during the worst of economic times, mm-hmm. even though the pie is smaller of the folks who are qualified for loans, how can we capture a larger slice of that pie through continuing to lend as we do during the best of times.
Now you've piqued my interest, Brian. So how do you do that in the downtime? How do you kind of, like you said, expand that pie a little bit to get more folks to lend to, especially in the downtime?
Sure. So I'll give you kind of like one practical example, right?
Okay.
So during the downtime, our competitors, which are not other credit unions, it's banks and finance companies and the big guys, right? Well, they tend to make decisions with what I call a chainsaw, right? So they'll just say, hey, if we used to lend down to a 680 FICO score, we're going to move our 660 FICO score. We're going to move that up to 680. And they slice off a large swath of consumers.
Okay.
Right? Credit unions have the ability done the right way to make decisions with a scalpel. right? So we can actually go to the market segments of the members that we should be serving anyway, as mm-hmm. according to our mission,
right?
Really say, okay, how do I ensure that I make sound loans, but that I'm making more loans to the people that have been left on the sidelines by these big, you know, banks and finance companies. Mm-hmm. And we saw that during COVID, right? So I saw some credit unions that just really pulled back and got scared about the uncertainty. And I had other clients and credit unions that said, okay, I'm going to look at this very specifically based on the industry that somebody's in. I might get a little income verification, right? I might do something else, but they didn't pull back. They just refined their underwriting a little bit to adjust for the risk. And they actually grew during the COVID year.
And you're that much better off when times are good too, right? Because you got that momentum going, you got a wider swath, so to speak, of folks to from which to choose. So
absolutely. So we're not only doing the right things for members and for consumers, both existing members and prospective members. And then the other thing is in the rest of the industry. So if you make it specifically, let's say with CDirect and Cuddle to indirect lending, right? These dealerships, only keep a half a dozen or so lenders top of mind. And so if you were a lender that pulled back on them when they needed you the
good
most,
point. Yeah.
They're not very happy with the credit unions that pulled way back, and the credit unions stuck it out with them and didn't do crazy things, but just mm-hmm. stayed in the game. Mm-hmm. They're better off for it.
Yeah. They remember you. So the lesson here, Brian, is consistency. Make those fine adjustments. Like you said, instead of using a chainsaw, use a scalpel and adjust accordingly. But I think it's the consistency, kind of maintain that certain level. Right.
So, right. Consistent. And some people would take away consistency, meaning, okay, let's be conservative. And that's not what I'm saying. We can have all sorts of very creative, high growth, next generation loan programs that will compete with the fintechs of the world and everything, mm-hmm. Using data, using analytics, using technology, using really sound product and service development strategies, and still be consistent, right? We don't have to be conservative. We shouldn't confuse conservative with consistency.
Yep. Cool. All right. And getting back to the conference, is there anything, any takeaways that you're going to take back to your job Monday morning, so to speak? Anything that's going to help further your expertise or your job moving
forward? Well, I'll tell you,
there's a lot of great content.
Yeah, there's been a lot of great content, and I've admittedly missed some of it due to other conflicts. But I really felt it was important that we kind of grow the movement and pass it along. So Hannah Lewis is the Vice President of Operations for CDirect Connect, and so I yielded my attendee spot to her, and her and I are going to be meeting on Monday to debrief. Okay. And I'm looking forward to seeing what she's taken from it. She's a first time filing attendee.
And
I think that's important, Mike, for those of us who have been in the industry for a while, to start making sure that we have succession planning and that we develop those around us.
Oh, completely, completely. Good move, sir. Good move. You're a smart guy.
Tell my wife that, would you?
Hey, speaking of smart, what is CU Direct Connect? What are you guys doing these days that we should be knowing about?
Yeah, so CU Direct Connect, right? CUDC is a wholly owned subsidiary of CU Direct, but it was a separate company, and we still operate as a separate P&L and division. And so in a nutshell, and you'll see some press releases coming out about this in the next month or so, but we have more than doubled in the past year. Transactions are up 63%. Loans are up more than double loan volume year over year. We've grown the team from 80 team members to 170 team members in the
Brian.
Past year.
Oh my gosh.
And we've launched some new strategic partnerships with other fintechs in the industry to really accelerate that growth. We're going into home equity and real estate processing and underwriting support in 2022.
Okay.
We're going into auto refinance. So we're diversifying both product depth, offering depth, and, mm-hmm. and basically what a BPO is just being able to take the transactional busy work that really bogs down a credit union's back office and that's difficult for a credit union to invest in, mm-hmm. offload that to a third party. And there's a little margin lost in there, but frankly, it's a lot more stable, and it's mm-hmm. incremental expense versus incremental revenue, as opposed to having a team that is a fixed cost for you that you don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
That way, credit unions, we really want credit unions to focus on, business intelligence and member service and the things that are really their core, and let your QSOs and your partners pick up all the busy transactional work for you.
Indeed. And where can folks go to find out more information for CU Direct Connect?
CUDirectConnect.org.
There we go. I'll put that link in the show notes so people can get right to it. Good stuff. Appreciate and they can give you a call, Brian, if they have any questions.
Absolutely.
How about that?
Absolutely.
All right, Brian. Well, I'm going to let you get going. I know you have a busy day today, but we appreciate the time. Anything else? Any final words here to wrap up on?
No, I'm just so glad we're back. I'm looking forward to getting out in into the movement even more in this next year as we wind down the year. And 2022, Mike, I tell you, I think it's going to be a breakthrough year for the credit union movement.
I agree. And we'll see you guys in person next year as well. So it'll be fun. All right, Brian. Well, thanks again. Appreciate the time as always. And keep up the good work, sir. Well done.
Take care.
And you too.